We have the squirrel, we have.
It's very, very different from national radio because you're one step removed and, you know, you're not as connected to your audience. But when you do something here in a local radio station, you meet the people, you meet them on the street, and some of them know who you are. And yeah, you're very accountable. And I think there's an even more acute sense of responsibility with the journalism in a local radio station. You know, when you're working in the radio, you just remember that these people are your neighbours.
So will you come and talk to us about him today, or her, or them?
My name is Catherine Blake, and I'm the producer on the Sunan show. It means everything to us, you know, the local story. You might think that something is an extremely important issue, and it might be an important issue, but it's not important to the people living locally. What's important to the people living locally is whatever is affecting them on this day.
Hold on, I put you on to Catherine.
I'm Sue Nunn, I'm station editor, but what I do every day, of course, is present the Sue Nunn Show, which is a 3-hour morning talk show.
The Sue Nunn Show here on KCRO.
But what we hope to do is to reflect what's going on in Carlow and Kilkenny, the joys, the sorrows, the ups, the downs, the concerns of people who listen to us. But we also want to entertain people.
Caring for people with Alzheimer's, and
we're fully commercially funded. In that brutal phrase, I don't know where I picked it up, but we eat what we kill. Basically, we're as good as our audience figures. We're as good as our sales team, and we're as good as our programming. So that keeps you very honest. It keeps you very responsive. You have to provide what's working, because on a local basis, if your advertisers aren't getting a result, they don't come back.
But let's start, as we always do, this hour of the morning. With
John Purcell, I'm the chief executive of KCLR.
I'm joined in studio by Fiona Canan.
In common with the vast majority of local radio stations throughout the country, it's the most listened to source of news and information in this area. We cover Carlow and Kilkenny. Our market share is 36%. And just to give people a sense, that's greater than the combined market share of RT1 and 2FM combined. So we're a very popular radio station, and we do that by providing a very broad range of services. We provide local news and information. We provide talk shows. We do special interest programmes. We have arts programmes. We have farming programmes. We have business programmes. We have programmes for people with disabilities. We have programmes from different ethnic minorities and immigrants.
And welcome back, I think.
Local radio has now existed for 20 years outside of Dublin, and just about anywhere has its very own local radio station, which is for its own people. It's not narrow in that it's local, but it looks at everything through that kind of local perspective. So that's what we are.
Lots more to come, including
people that work in local radio achieve a huge amount with quite limited resources in comparison to often other program outlets, which, you know, on a national basis, you can have quite a considerable program team often. Whereas you saw the Sue Nunn Show being produced this morning by 3 people. Sue does her own technical operation at the studio, and that's replicated across the country in independent stations. In national media, often it's pop stars or it's celebrities or it's people who've written books. We bring it down to the local level, and it can be local performers, local issues. You know, it's a political phrase, but I mean, our outlook is we think global and we act locally.
Hello, KCLR 96 FM.